sebetulnya ini ikut avoiding some protection saat pemilihan. And of course, man, in the service of the Lord, God will always protect us and our families. You know? Praise God. So, it's always a good thing to hear my testimonies because it's always give glory to the Lord and also it help our faith. You know, but boast up on the faith, believing that God is also will do to us, will do to others, also do it to us. We are going to believe unto the Lord. Okay, so tonight with that, how very important we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And I believe that's something I want to share this evening. And not only just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, but about the Holy Spirit is called the Sanctifier. You say sanctify is the one that would help us to grow in the Lord and sanctify us or to separate us and to make us holy. This is one of the things that most people don't understand about the work of the Holy Spirit. See, the Trinity says, God the Father is the Creator, God the Son is the Savior, and God the Holy Spirit is the Sanctifier. Buksan natin ang Bible natin sa Romans 15. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. So, Romans 15, verse 16. When I met the minister of Jesus Christ, St. Paul, when I met the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering to the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles be acceptable and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. Okay. It says here, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13, it says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved with the Lord, because God, from the beginning, chose you for salvation through the sanctification by the Spirit and believe in the truth. Sanctification by the Spirit. And last verse, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. He's talking to the brothers in dispersion. In dispersion, these are people who have been dispersed or because of what they call persecution, they've been in evacuation camp or they're running somewhere. So they've been dispersed. So these are the brothers in Christ or in dispersion or because of what you call the persecution, they ran away or where they are. Those places, like in Pontus, Galatia, Galatia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for the obedience and sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ. The sanctification of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. So, the work of the Holy Spirit is to sanctify us. So the Holy Spirit, the sanctifier. When you say sanctification means it deals with conduct and character of God's children. Thus, it's an ongoing process, starting at repentance, going to the road of holiness. Start from repentance. Or actually Jesus Christ, And it is a process, ongoing process, to the road to holiness. God wants us to be holy. So sanctification means it deals with our conduct and character as children. It also separates us from the work of the enemy or from worldly things of our worldly ways. Sanctify. Or when you pray, thank the Lord for this food. It says, bless and sanctify. And then you come back up. Sanctify means holy, clean. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. To sanctify. That's one of his work. Not that to empower us to work the work of God, but also to sanctify, to cleanse us, to make us holy. The word sanctify means sanctus. 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 Holy. That's why we sing that song during our Eucharist. Because sanctus, benedictus, means holy. So God wants us to be a holy people, a chosen people. God wants to change us. And above all, to be conformed to the image of His Son. So that is the work of the Holy Spirit, to sanctify us, to set us apart as holy people, the people of God. So it deals with our character, it deals with our attitude, to make us a holy people. So that's one of the work of the Holy Spirit, to sanctify us, to make us holy, to separate us from worldly things. It is 24 hours, 24/7, 365 days, working in you and me. Whether we like it or not, whether we submit it or not, whether we believe it or not, He is continually working in us. Although He's a gentleman, whether we will not push Himself, but He is there always working in our lives to make us a holy people of God. So, at least an idea that the Holy Spirit, one of the works of the Spirit, is to sanctify, to set us apart, make us holy. And above all, to make us be conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. That is His work. And how the Holy Spirit would work, how the sanctification worked in our lives. First of all, He worked through the Word of God. The Bible says He's the Spirit of truth. So the Word of God in our lives is only the tool of the Holy Spirit to cleanse us. The Bible says, your Word sanctifies. Your Word is true. It sanctifies. It cleanses. It makes us holy. So, it's very important that we read the Word of God, because that's the Word that's going to remind us. And through the Word of God also, He would convict us. John chapter 16 says here that He would convict. John 14, He is the Spirit of truth. John 16 says here in verse 8, and when He comes, He will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So if there's something of being convicted, it is the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Or someone said, my conscience, something's like something bothering my conscience. We do something which is not right or against the will of God, something tagging inside of us. That is the Holy Spirit tagging in us that there's something wrong, or we are something to commit a sin. or if I committed it, it would convict us. That's the Holy Spirit. And it is connected with the Word of God. So the Word of God is connected to our cleansing and our sanctification. So if you have no time reading the Word of God, so what the Holy Spirit will remind us? How the Spirit will convict us? We have no time to read the Word. We have no, what they call, deposit the Word of God in our mind. So the Word of God is very important because that's where the Holy Spirit works. It remind us the truth, would teach us, and even convict us. The Word of God. So every time we do something, the Lord will remind us. That's the Holy Spirit reminding us. Like a testimony. The Lord reminded the Word of God. And it done something wrong, there's something conviction inside of us. That is the Holy Spirit working in our lives. It's very, very important because where the Bible, the vision says, we are in the revival. Vision of the revival. It means that the Lord is going to do something. Not something new. You see, in the revival, that's only the dead. Something new in our lives, maybe to other people, but something old to others. But the Lord is reviving, especially of His power, of His presence, and His work. So now, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We could work with it, we could flow with it. We need to be sensitive to His voice, so we could flow, we could work with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is working and He is the main source of revival, the Holy Spirit. So here, once again, the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, wants us to be sanctified through the Word of God. So it's our also responsibility to read, meditate, and put into action the Word of God. Because if there's no deposit the Word of God in our heart, the Holy Spirit is not going to remind us. Nothing. So we have time for the Word of God. And the same time also, to the sanctification of the Word of truth. And also is to, not only to the Word of God, but the Lord would use people. How you could apply the Word of God? They use not only the Word of God, but they would use people. Have they noticed? There are some people in your office, in your school, in your barangay, in your neighborhood, in your ministry, and you call them character people. Is that a coincidence? No. It's part of the work of the Holy Spirit so that you could apply now the Word of God. Your character now could be changed through these people. You are a character builder to others, and others are also character builders to you. You know what I mean? Because when the character builds is perfect now. That's why attitude is a character builder to others. If the Lord wants to develop your faith, see what will happen. He would arrange some people that really test your faith. And you say, Lord, that then when He sees in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, what about Him, Lord? What is the purpose of this person? It's the purpose of this, why this person? Because you can send it to God, the hand of God is working. You develop the faith. You develop the walk in love. to be able to be forgiving. Those things are part of the working of the Holy Spirit. Third, he would use circumstances. There are things that we cannot control. Why things happen. But see it in another way, that there's a purpose, this Lord, that may God be with you. Error by faith could be used and exercised. How is it you have no problem? How is that there is no, mapasaway? But all these things are part of our growth, part of our sanctification. To be holy, that our character could be changed. All the circumstances, these people, the Word of God, other things, always with their workings, to build that character, to be conformed to the image of God. The Bible says we have to bear fruit of the Spirit, love, kindness, all these things. How you could apply? If everyone around you is very good, if everyone around you are, everything's like very nice people. Now, how you could apply the fruit of the Spirit of love, of peace, of forgiveness? How you could apply that? How could you need to, that is true, that you're bearing fruit now of patience, bearing fruit of being humble, bearing the fruit of being forgiving? How you could prove that? Some people say only through prayer and Bible study. Yes. But how you could apply those what you've learned from the Bible study if there is no problem? How you could apply, says, of the Lord will supply my needs according to his glory. If you have everything, how you could apply? That's all the circumstances. And God is not the source of those bad things. But God could use them so you could grow in the Lord. And there's fruit of God. Fruit of the Spirit. And then it is a time or a chance to bear fruit and to live out those things. So the Holy Spirit is working in us. And it takes time to develop us. It is a growing process to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Or yes, prayer, the Word of God, help us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Help us to hear from Him. And not only that, as a sanctifier, the Lord not only changed our heart and attitude, but one who cleansed our attitude or our heart. In our reading this morning, in our daily office, Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. The book of Acts is the Acts of the Apostles and the Acts of the Holy Spirit combined. Chapter 8, where chapter 1, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came. Chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, now the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit. So chapter 8. This text, or this chapter, talks about the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of people. Like Saul, chapter 8. He is one of the who insinuated the killing of Saint Stephen. He's there because that is his main purpose at the time, to seek, drag every kind of Christians and to put into prison. But you know, even though sinful is like this, there's always time that they have encountered with the Holy Spirit. And that time changed sinful. Also, it takes time to change all the apostles. They become bold. But what I want to see is about Simon. Simon the sorcerer. Simon the sorcerer here in chapter 8 is that he is well known because the sorcerer of Albulario or Soroano, everybody believes in him, that he has power. But when he sees the power of the apostles, he believes also in God. And one thing, it says here, that when the apostles lay hands on people, they receive the Holy Spirit, they receive the power, and all them receive healing. And here in chapter 8, verse 20, Simon the sorcerer says, give me this power also, that anyone of whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. That's the Simon the sorcerer says to the apostles. Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, your mind perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. So you want to buy the anointing or the power. That's what we think. And look at verse 21. You have neither part nor portion in this matter about the Holy Spirit, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. For your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. St. Paul says, you have no part in this matter. Nor, others said, the Holy Spirit cannot work with you because your heart is full of bitterness and wickedness. Is it that people with the work of the Holy Spirit become better? Some people become bitter. And that when the heart is full of bitterness, the Holy Spirit cannot work. And so I said, no, you're going to be part of it. One of the things that you're going to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit if our heart is full of bitterness. You're going to be sensitive. You become dull. No. Not dull. D-O-L-L. But D-U-L-L. Man hit. Become hard because your heart is full of bitterness. That's how you have to repent. And here's Simon the temple. Alright? As I see it, a very, very good song is singing. It says here, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Come flood this place and feel the atmosphere. You're welcome here. Means we are letting the Holy Spirit work in our life. We're inviting Him. But as long as our heart is full of bitterness, like Simon, the Holy Spirit can work in our heart. You cannot be sensitive. You cannot see the hand of God working like Simon, because his heart is full. So let the Holy Spirit cleanse our heart. Let the Holy Spirit cleanse, sanctify our heart. Because unless our heart is sanctified, cleansed right before God, the Holy Spirit can affect this. Or the Holy Spirit can abuse you. Holy Spirit is like fire. A fire that will consume the things of the fire. And through the Word of God, through some consciousness of the people, all those things continue to come are a hard area of our life. Saint Peter said that to be a fire by fire. Our faith be fired by fire. So don't be said, don't be bewildered. Become unknown those things. Because it will test our faith. And also test our faith. But also test how we will react. How we will act to those things. If truly the Word of God is really implanted in our heart. So, brothers and sisters, this evening, we are in the state of the fire. I don't know how strong it is. But before this will flow, the Holy Spirit wants to work in our heart. We cannot be part of the divine if our heart is not there. I believe that's what the Holy Spirit is working in our church. He was revived by every area, maybe in family, in finances, in relationship, everything. Still, we have to do our part. We have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We have to submit to the Holy Spirit. What I sense is this, as you see in the song, that God is looking for people who are trying to humble hearts. Those are really the people that really welcome God. You say, you're welcome here. You say, do what you want. Guide me. Mold me. That's what you're telling to the Holy Spirit. Work in me. Willing to submit, willing to obey. That's the meaning of you are welcome here. Now the question, as you sing that song, not that it's being welcome here. Do we really welcome the Holy Spirit? Not only of power, not only of what is different, when the Holy Spirit would tend to do something. To change something in you, are you willing? That's the heart there of that word, welcome. Then we need it. Welcome. Welcome. You say, send it. You let the Holy Spirit dwell in our heart. But as it will, He will work. To change our heart, to change our attitude as part of His work of being sanctified. Are we willing? Because if not, it just becomes just a song. Just a song. Very good tune. Very good melody, I don't know. Nice to sing. But it will never affect our heart. Because when you say we welcome you, we let the Holy Spirit work in our heart. Last verse, 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, the image of Jesus, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of God. It is the work of the Spirit to transform us into the image of Jesus. If I read it, you live in translation of the book, as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him and reflect the glory even more. So it is the Holy Spirit working in us to help us conform to the image of Jesus. So sometimes it's not comfortable with the Holy Spirit to convict you. Sometimes it's not comfortable when the Holy Spirit would, you know, cut your heart. Maybe through the Word of God, maybe through preaching. Sometimes the Holy Spirit would convict our heart. It's not very simple. It's not comfortable. But we're willing to submit. I'm willing to humble ourselves. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If that's the work of the Holy Spirit. He would use people to remind us. How would you react? He would use the Word of God to remind us, to rebuke us, or even to confront us. That's the Holy Spirit working in our life to straighten out our attitude, to be sanctified, to be holy before God. And it is a long process. It is a long process. So once again, brothers, as we let our whole life and heart in the presence of God, in the presence of God, let the things of the Lord will tell us. Look at the word of the song. It says here, let us become more aware of His presence. Be aware of His presence. Experience the glory of His goodness. Be aware of the presence. And that is something that we have to practice day by day. It's not something because you've seen the song, because you've read a book. No, it's a day by day experience with the Holy Spirit. When you pray with the Word of God, become sensitive. Letting God, see, it develops, it's time to develop, be sensitive to His voice. You say, we pray, you pray, you pray. You say, stop, you stop. It takes time to develop the sensitive to His voice. Or even some agony silence. Sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit using the Word of God. It takes time. But He's there always working. He's a gentleman. He will push Himself. But He's looking for people who will cooperate with Him. Willing to submit. Willing to obey. Willing to be led to the Spirit. And I believe it's working. Really, so it's pounding. You see, was consuming of sinful practices in the Lord's presence. And we see that. So that's why instead of became a heart to a heart, willing to embrace this feeling to God. Somebody asked me, why this 2007 last time? Hindi maganda ang dating ng 2007. Maybe also not inside. If the Lord is telling you something. Why you fail in those lot of things you're doing? It was fail, it's a failure, it's failure. Maybe the Lord is teaching you to be humble. Not master, trust not of yourself, of your own ability, but let you trust in Him. It breaks our heart in the faith. It slides our ego because we fail. Or things that we are not expecting that not come. What about seeing that other side? That is the side of the coin. Maybe everything's soul is failing because you trust not on yourself. There's nothing else on yourself. Trust in your own ways. Trust in your own thinking. Why not let the Word of God? Why not trust God? See, that's the things that the Holy Spirit is working on. So I pray that you're ready to be sensitive to the Word of God. So I pray and sensitive what the Lord is doing for the people. Maybe God is speaking to other people. God is speaking to other people. He could reduce the donkey to speak to them. How would you use other people to speak to you? Would you use a donkey to speak to you? Once again, it takes a process to develop sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. But that's what the Lord is doing. Like. A humble and a contrite heart willing to obey. Truly, use welcome. Welcome.